Pop Quiz 101. Hello and welcome to Pod Quiz 1011. Before we start, I would like to thank Glinda, who came up with the idea for round one this week.
Round one.
We start this week with a Connections music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And number five is the connection between the four.
Question one. Question two. Question three. Question four.
Words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me.
Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the connection between those four songs.
Round two.
Round two is on banned books.
Question six.
Which book by Adolf Hitler was banned in Germany for 70 years?
Question 7.
Which Russian-American author wrote the 1955 novel Lolita that was banned in many countries, including France and the UK, because of its depiction of the abuse of a 12-year-old girl?
Question 8.
Which 1928 book was banned in the UK until it was cleared in a 1960 obscenity trial that led to the liberalisation of publishing? Lady Chatterley's Lover, Madame Bovary, or Ulysses?
Question 9.
For what reason is a 1988 novel by Salman Rushdie banned in many Islamic countries?
Question 10.
Which book was banned in the Soviet Union from its publication until 1988, 4 years after the events it describes?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on cartoon characters. For the following five questions, you will hear short clips of a cartoon dog speaking, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the character.
Question 11.
Well, you just need to find something to fill the void that's left in your life. You know, Lois has her knitting, Chris has his video games, Meg's learning how to drive, and me? I like the sauce.
Hey, barkeep, whose leg do you have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
Question 12.
She'll never find me here. Gosh, Cleo, that's the fifth time you found me so fast. Hi, T-Bone.
Question 13.
Hello, all you happy people. You know what? I'm the hero. Dog talk. I surprise him like this all through the picture.
Question 14.
I have just met you, and I love you.
What?
My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Question 15. Round 4.
The fun round this week is the natural world.
Question 16.
Which continent does the tomato plant come from?
Question 17.
What word is used to refer to young rabbits? Calves, cubs, or kits?
Question 18.
What behaviour shared by echidnas and platypuses is not found in any other mammal?
Question 19.
The furcula is the scientific name for which forked bone found in most birds?
Question 20.
Which seaweed grows the longest and is thought to have the fastest linear growth rate of any organism on Earth? I'll be back in a little under 4 minutes with the answers after Prescription Book by Chris Moore.
Some friends can ride out the pain, stand up so very brave. They can stitch themselves together. I imagine it holds forever. I'll explain what ails me. You concoct a remedy from your prescription book. Go on and take a look. Lucky ones with the natural healing powers. If your blood is clotting slow, can accelerate the flow. I know a lovely nurse, does away with any curse. From her prescription book, I went and had a look. Those lucky ones with the natural healing hands,
and now the answer.
Number one was Respect by Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, burn up what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
Number two was Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers.
On Saturday night, tell.
Number three was Hot to Go by Chappell Roan. Number four was D-I-V-O-R-C-E by Tammy Wynette.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And for number five, The Connection, all of those songs had at least part of their title spelled out as individual letters in the song.
Round two.
Round two was on banned books, and the answer to number six, that banned Adolf Hitler book, was Mein Kampf. Number seven, Lolita, was written by Vladimir Nabokov. Number eight, the book cleared in the 1960 obscenity trial, was Lady Chatterley's Lover. Number nine, the Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie is banned in Islamic countries because of alleged blasphemy. And number 10, the book banned in the Soviet Union was 1984.
Round three.
Round three was cartoon characters, and the answer to number 11 from Family Guy was Brian Griffin.
Whose leg do you have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
Number 12 was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Hi, T-Bone.
Number 13 was Droopy.
Like this all through the picture.
Number 14 from the film Up was Doug. And number 15 was Muttley.
Round 4.
The final round was The Natural World, and the answer to number 16, the tomato plant comes from South America. Number 17, the word referring to young rabbits is kits. Number 18, the behaviour shared by echidnas and platypuses is egg laying. Number 19, the furcula is better known as the wishbone. And number 20, the longest seaweed is kelp. That's it for Podquiz 101. Some messages. Sam would like to wish her gorgeous wife and the best trivia quiz partner Tracy a very happy birthday and says she loves her. Happy 34th birthday to Dan. Here's hoping we can score big for your birthday. Lots of love from Jess. Bridge would like to send her love to her new husband, Connor. I can't wait to take our road trip pod quizzes on our honeymoon to Bali. I love you and our life together so much. Happy birthday, Andrew. Love Stu, Chloe and Ada. And happy birthday, Gillian. Hope you like the Banksy from Tom, Kitty, Sally and Chris. Bye now.